Today's shir is Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, and we will begin on Daf Nun Aleph from the Beis, seven lines from the bottom, the Matzah Yontif. We learned in the Mishnah that a Matzah Yontif Harishon, and the Matzah Yontif, the first day of Sukkot, they would make a Tikkun Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, my Tikkun Gadol, what does the Tikkun Gadol mean? Amar Belezer, Kosa Shoshaninu. As we learned in a brisa, chaloka hoisa brishoina. Originally, the walls around the Beis Hamikdash were straight, v'kifua gezustra, and they made a balcony. That means that they put nails into the wall, and then on those supports they built a balcony. V'eskinu sheyosh noshim yosh v'smemala. The women sat upstairs in the balcony, and the men sat downstairs, and that was a Tikkun Gadol to separate the men from the women, as we will discuss in a moment. The Mefarshim explain, on Yontif by davening, we say, v'harenu b'binyonoi, v'samchenu b'sikunoi. What's Pshat v'samchenu b'sikunoi? We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be worthy to see the Tikkun Gadol. And then we'll see the Tikkun Gadol by Simchas Beis Yisheva will be b'simcha v'samcheinu. Tan Rabban says the Gemara Brayso. B'shoyna ha'yinoshim b'fnim. Originally, women sat inside, v'noshim b'chutz, and the men outside. Why? Because there were more men than women, so we let the men sit on the outside so the overflow could keep on going as far back as necessary. V'yibon de kalos roish, the men and women intermingling. Heskinu she'yinoshim yoshish b'chutz. So they changed that the women sat outside, and the men inside. Still, they still had Kals Rosh, because they would look at each other and intermingle. The women sat in the balcony, and the men downstairs. So Mefarshim explained, why don't they just immediately make a balcony? So Mefarshim explained, the women didn't want a balcony, because the halacha is that the floor of the Azara is Kodesh, is holy. So they said, we don't want to sit in a balcony. We want to be on the floor of the Azara. However, because they came to so much issue of intermingling, they had no choice but to make the balcony. Ask the Gemara v'hechi avid hachi. How were they allowed to do this? V'ksiv, the Pasuk says, Hakol v'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Dovid HaMelech exact description and direction how the Beis HaMikdash should look, and they have no right to make any physical changes. And the way that Shabina Rav and Rabbi Yashav explained the Gemara is, if it's an administrative change, they have a right to make. So like they say, Mitzvah Shem, we'll have Mashiach soon, and we'll be allowed to use a microphone in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a physical change. But a change to the way the Beis HaMikdash, to the dimensions, is prohibited. Amar Rav, Kro Ash Chavadorosh. So as Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk isn't explicit that you're allowed to make a change. Just based on what the Pasuk teaches us, we understood how they were allowed to do it. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, as we know, we'll discuss it more in the Shir today, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be two Mashiachs. First Mashiach ben Yosef, and then Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed. Why do we have to have first a Mashiach ben Yosef? Because we learned Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says that Ein Zaroi Shel Esav, the descendants of Esav, Neuflim Ella, they only could fall into the hands of Yosef. So the first Mashiach has to be a Mashiach ben Yosef. And the Pasuk says when Mashiach will be killed, the Softa Oretz, Mishpachos, Mishpachos Levad, family separate, Mishpachos Beis Tov Levad, and the Shem Levad. The men and women have to be separated. Says the Gemara, Amru, Aloy Dvarim Kavachoyim, let's understand. People, when they're middle of a hesped, don't think about doing avera. Still, omritaira, anoshim levad, v'noshim levad, men and women should be kept separate. Achshiv, shesukim v'simcha, like we've been discussing, the simcha space of sheva was the greatest level of simcha. V'yetzahara shoylet behem, and there's certainly a concern for yetzahara, alachas kam v'kama, that the men and women have to be kept separate. And that's why the men, they had to set up a situation where the women sat in a balcony. So Mefarshim asked, this was a temporary situation. It was only for 7 days of Sukkot. So why did the Gemara say it's only temporary? So I saw a few answers. One answer is they built a balcony. How did they build the balcony? They put supports into the wall, and then they put flooring on those supports. The flooring they took away, but the supports remained all year. So that's what's permanent. Another Torah says, Sukkos is 7 days. Temporary means 1 day, not a week. Another Torah says, once it's done, Letzorech Mitzvah, that gives it a permanent feature. Now this is the Gemara. We don't have time to go into at length, but this is the Gemara that is the source why men and women are not allowed to sit together by davening. A national vav and national vav. And Ramosha says, from here we see that it has a din like a deraisa, because they changed the structure of the Beis HaMikdash to keep men and women separate. There's only a fundamental machlokes between Ramosha versus Rabbi Aaron Kotler and the Satmar Rebbe. What is the purpose of a mechitza? Ramosha learns that the purpose of a mechitza is to keep the men and women separate. So anything that serves as separation is considered an adequate mechitza. Rabbi Aaron and the Satmar Rebbe said it's not just to separate the men and women. It's also that they shouldn't see each other. They shouldn't come to think about each other if they could see each other, and therefore they would require a different type of mechitza. Says the Gemara, what is the purpose of the hesped that we just discussed in the Parsuk in Zechariah? Pligabar Abdoisa Rabbanan, Machlaikus Rabbanan, Abdoisa Rabbanan, Chanama Mashiach and Yosef Shinarag, as we just explained, Mashiach and Yosef will be killed, so they're making a hesped, Chanama Yetzahara Shinarag, that when Mashiach comes, there no longer will be a Yetzahara. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Lamadomer, a Mashiach ben Yosef Shinarag, that the hesped is because Mashiach and Yosef was killed, Hanadixiv, we could understand what the Pasuk says, it will be like a hesped when somebody lost his only child. Because Mashiach ben Yosef's passing is a terrible tragedy. Elamand Omar al Yetzahara Shinarag, that the hesped is because the Yetzahara was killed. Hayaspeda by Lamevid. You make a hesped? Simcha by Lamevid. It's a tremendous yontif. Amai Bachu, why are they crying for the destruction of Yetzahara? Says the Gemara, Kedarash Rabbi Yehuda. Lasad lovai neva Kadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Yetzahara b'shoichtai, and will kill him. B'fnei atzadikim, b'fnei rishoyim, in front of all the people, tzadikim rishoyim. Tzadikim nidmalam kahar. To the tzadikim, the Yetzahara looks like a mountain. Rishoyim nidmalam kachot asar. To the rishoyim, it looks like a hair. Halol abaychim, halol abaychim. And both the tzadikim and rishoyim will cry. Tzadikim baychim v'aymrim, heich yucholnu lich b'yishar gavoy kazeh. How are we able to conquer such a huge mountain? Rishoyim baichem v'omrim, and Rishoyim cry, Heich lo yicholnu lichbosh eschut ha'asar hazeh, how couldn't we overcome this here? V'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu tomei ma'am, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will be wondering. Shenemar, koy ama Hashem tzvokos, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki yipolei be'enei sheiros ha'am hazeh, it will be a wonder in my eyes, I will wonder how this happened. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Yetzirah deserve to be killed? The Yetzirah does his job. His job is to try to entice us to do Averis. So why do you deserve to be killed? So one Teretz I saw was that we know that the Yetzirah is called Samoel. Samoel is a combination of two words. Sam, which means poison, and Kael, which is the name of Hashem. When Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will separate the beard out of the Yetzirah, and what we will be left with is just the kale, the good of the Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah spurns us to serve Hashem. But I saw another pshat. Mefarshim explained, the Yetzirah operates in two manners. One is that he tries to entice the person to Averis. That's his job, and for that he doesn't deserve to be killed. But what the Yetzirah does is, he tries to convince us that an aveir is a mitzvah. For that, he deserves to be killed. Nobody told you to make aveiris into mitzvahs. And the Baal Shem used to say a beautiful pshat. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos says, Shoichet Mishumayim Mechayiv. Part pshat in the Gemara is, if somebody kills an animal on Shabbos, for what malacha you chayiv? Says the Gemara Mishum Tzeveya, dying, because the blood colors the skin of the animal. Says the Baal Shem, Shoichet. Why will the Yetzirah deserve Shechita? Mishumayim Mechayiv. Why did he do wrong that he deserves to be killed? Mishum Tzeveya. He fooled us. Tzeveya means dying. He was a faker. what do you call it in Hebrew, tzaveya, somebody who's a phony. He fooled us to believe that the averus and the mitzvahs, that he had no right to do. So the Gemara continued in saying that to the tzaddikim, the Yetzirah looks like a mountain, and to Rishayim, the Yetzirah looks like a thread. What's pshat? So posh pshat is, the tzaddikim take fighting the Yetzirah seriously, and the Rishayim, it's no big deal, it's like a thread. I saw some other pshatim. The Brisker Rav said this pshat. The Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'dalag ala horim, v'kapitz ala gvoiz. So Brisker Rav was once in Haifa on vacation. There are a lot of mountains in Haifa. He says, what's the difference between walking on a mountain and walking in a meadow? When you walk in a meadow, it's very easy. It's straight earth. When you walk on a mountain, you have to climb the mountain. It's difficult. The Yetzirah has a very easy job enticing a Rosh to do an Aveira. It's a Chutasara. But when it comes to deal with a Tzaddik, that's much more difficult. The Tzaddik fights back. It's like climbing up a mountain. It takes effort and exertion. Another pshat that I saw is that the Rosha, as soon as he's enticed to do an Aveira, does it. The Tzaddik usually is successful. So all the hairs that the Tzaddik fought the Yetzirah combine into one mountain. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that there's achdus, unity among Tzaddikim. So all the Tzaddikim together, it's like one big mountain. To Rishayim, we know have no unity. They're each kept separate. So the Gemara says, halol aboichem v'halol aboichem. Both groups will be crying. So why the Rishayim are crying is very easy to understand. They're going to be, so to speak, in trouble. But why the Tzaddikim crying? They're going to get the eschar. So I saw a few teretz. One teretz is it's tears of joy. Another teretz is they're going to cry because they're going to realize that the Rishayim are now going to get punished. And they're going to feel bad that the Rishayim are getting punished. Another teretz is that the Tzaddikim now realize what a powerful force the Yetzirah is. And like we're going to learn later in today's shir, that nobody could prevail over the Yetzirah without Siyata D'Shmaya. So it's going to come to the Olam HaEmes that Tzaddik is going to think, I'm getting a lot of schar now. I was able to overcome the Yetzirah. But he's going to realize it really wasn't him that overcame the Yetzirah. It was all Siyata D'Shmaya. So he's crying. He doesn't deserve any schar. Another pshat that I saw is that the Tzaddikim like the Yetzirah. Because by fighting the Yetzirah, they're able to overcome and they're entitled to schar. When Mashiach comes and there's no more Yetzirah, there's nothing to work for, nothing that you'll do to deserve a schar. The Dubna Magid has a very interesting mashal to this Gemara. He says, there was once a person who owned a property with a house on it. And the house collapsed. And he decided to use that property as a garbage dump. He kept on putting all sorts of waste material on that property. Then the government came to him and said, you know, we're willing to put up a beautiful edifice on this property, provided that you clean it up first. So, great deal. He cleaned it up, and they put up a beautiful building. And then he kept on telling everybody, I was a partner in building this building. So they called him in and said, you were a partner, what did you do? He says, what are you talking about? I cleaned up the mess. So he said, yeah, who made the mess? You made the mess, you cleaned up your own mess. The tzaddikim will cry because they're not getting schar. You know why they're not getting schar? Because they made their own mess. If you don't do an aveira, you don't have anything to worry about. Continues the Gemara. Omer Asi, Yetzirah b'tchila doim l'chut shabuchya. At the beginning, the Yetzirah is like a thin stick. L'psoif, like a spider's web. L'psoif doim kavoisis ha'gola. At the end, it is thick like a thick rope. Shnema hoy moishchei ovim behavli ha'shav u'kavois ha'gola chato. So I saw two pshatim. What pshat that the Yetzirah is like a spider's web? One pshat is that how does the Yetzirah begin to operate? It begins to operate with a person doing averus with his mouth. Just like the spider spins his web with his mouth, the Yetzirah begins with averus of the mouth, Lashon Hara. And from there he spreads further. Another pshat that I saw from the Birkas Aaron, the Reish Rav, he explains like this. The way the Yetzirah works is he doesn't tell anybody to go do a big avera. We're good Jews. Nobody's going to do that. He first comes with a spider's web. This is a small little Aveira. After he gets you to do small Averas, Aveira, Gaveras, Aveira, and before you know it, you're doing, unfortunately, large Averas. Tanur Rabbanan. Mashiach ben David Shosli Golis Meher B'Yimeinu. When Mashiach ben David will come, Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shal Mimeni, ask for me, Dover, anything v'etan lecha, and I'll give it to you. Namar, Asap Rav Choyt, Ani Ayoyim Lad Ticha, Shal Mimeni, ask of me, v'etan goyim nachlosecha, I'll give you goyim of the world. However, Kimish Ro Mashiach ben Yosef Shinarak, when he sees Mashiach ben Yosef is killed, Amalei Fon Ribonish Loilim, Eini Mevakish Mecha Elechayim. The only thing I need is life. Amalei, Chayim, life, Achloi Marti, before you even requested it, Kvar Snaba Lecha David Avicha. David, your forefather, already received that for you. Shnema, Chayim Shol Mecha, he asked for Chayim for you, Nusat Lech Eirich Yomim. He gives you long life. So Mepharshim explain, why, Danish Shmuel explains, why is Mashiach ben David so worried when he sees Mashiach ben Yosef killed? So they say, the Gemara says, why is Mashiach ben Yosef deserving of death? Because he's a descendant of Yeravim ben Nevat, who was a king that put up Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says, how did Yeravim ben Nevat come about? How did it come about that the kingdom in Klal Yisrael should be divided between Yisrael and Yehuda? Because the Gemara says that when Siva, the servant of Mephibosheth, came to David and said that Mephibosheth wasn't being loyal to David, so David HaMelech said, Siva and Mephibosheth should divide all of Shaul's inheritance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you said that Siva and Mephibosheth should divide the inheritance, I will divide Klal Yisrael. So David HaMelech, Mashiach ben David, knows that he's somewhat also concerned that he is involved in Yeravim ben Nevat. That's why he gets nervous. The Michas Elazar explains, you know what's a side of Mashiach? When Mashiach ben David is worried about Mashiach ben Yosef, when tzaddikim start worrying about each other, when different camps in Klal Yisrael start being concerned about each other, that's when Mashiach is here. I saw a very nice word from the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech says, Pshat in the Pasuk, Chaim Shol Mimcha, Nesat Lecha Oruch Yomim. He says like this, Chaim, if a person's attitude to life is Shol Mimcha, that his days in this world are days that are borrowed days. He realized that his entire existence in this world is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us life on a borrowed temporary basis. Chaim, if a person realizes that his entire life is Shol Mimcha, he's here on a borrowed basis, Nesat Lecha Oruch Yomim. That's the biggest skula for a person to have Arichas Yomim V'Shanim. Continues the Gemara. Dorish Rabbi Avira, V'Tem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shimesh Shevesh Yesh Leli Yetzahara. The Yetzahara has seven names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koru Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him bad. Shenema Ki Yetzah Leiv HaOdom Ra Menu'urav. From when a person is born, from Farshim explained that the Yetzahara comes to the person the moment he's born. The Yetzer Tov only comes later, when he's three, who is Bar Mitzvah, but the Yetzer Hara comes immediately. Moshe Kara Oral. Moshe Ben called the Yetzer Hara Oral. Shnemar, Omaltem is Oralus Levavchem. Take away the Oral around your heart. So I saw a beautiful word from Rav Shalom Shvadron. Rav Shalom Shvadron said, what was Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Klal Yisrael? We know that the Orla is the Mila. What do we do with the Mila? We cut it off. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, yes, the Yetzahar is an Orla. But Moshe Rabbeinu brought down Torah to Klal Yisrael. And as we're going to learn soon, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael the Yetzahar is like an Orla. Just like you could cut off the Orla by the Makam HaMila, you could cut out the Yetzahar. How? By learning Torah. David Karatame, Shnema, Leif Ta Burali Elakim, Mechlal de Ikatome. Shlomo Karasone, Shlomo called him an enemy. Shnema, Imroa sanecha hachileu lechem. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread. From tso ashkayim mayim. If he's thirsty, give him water. Ki gecholam atachoyt al roisha. It's you're pouring coals on his head. V'sham yishamloch. Atku yishamloch el yashli menuloch. Rashi explains, you could prevail over the Yetzahara. And the Mepharshim explain Rashi, that even though, how does the person have the ability to prevail over the Yetzahara? It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that ability. Still, even though it's really with Siyat D'Shmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us schar as if we did it on our own. Rashi explains what's Lechem Amayim. Lechem Amayim refers to Torah. That Torah is compared to bread, the Torah is compared to mayim, and the Gemara is teaching us that we're learning Torah, we could prevail over the Yetzer Hara. What are the two words, lechem and mayim? Lechem refers to Torah Shabbateh. Lechem, till you have a piece of bread, you have to work. So too, to understand the Gemara, you have to harava. Mayim is water, it comes easier, that refers to Torah Shabbatsaf. Yeshaya, Kara Michal. Yeshaya called the Yetzer Hara stumbling block. Shnema soil salu panu derech harimu michshol mederech amin. So Farshim explained, what is Yeshaya teaching us? He's saying, when does a person fall on a stumbling block? When there's a large thing in your way, you know to stay out of the way. It's when something that you don't notice, that's when you fall. That's the way the Yetzer Hara operates. He doesn't make it obvious that you're doing an Avera. It's something that you don't even notice that you're doing an Avera, but indeed, Chas v'Shalom, you are. Yecheskel kara evin, shenem v'asiroisis leiva evin mepsar tchem, nusati lchem lei boser, and yoyl kara tzfoini. Yoyl kol yetzor tzfoini, shenem v'aset tzfoini achik melechem. Tzfoini means he's hidden. The Yetzer Hara is hidden in the recesses of our hearts. We don't even realize what the Yetzer Hara is prevailing over us. Tanabon, v'atzfoini achik melechem, yetzor hara shetzofen v'oymed b'libo shel odom. It's hidden in our heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that he will send away the Yetzer Hara. As part of our Yom HaKadmoni, Sinosin Eina B'Migdash Rishon. The Yetzer Hara is what caused the base of Migdash, the Chriva, to be destroyed. The Hara Talmid HaChama Shabbai, and the Talmid HaChama were wiped out. The Soifal HaYam HaAchron, Sinosin Eina B'Migdash Sheni, the Chriva. He put his eyes on the second base of Migdash, the Hara Talmid HaChama Shabbai. The Ola B'Ashoi, V'tal tzachantoi, shemniach umas ha'olam, the Yetzer Hara leaves the umas ha'olam, umasgara b'sayneim shal Yisrael. Kihigda lasois. What's pshat kihigda lasois? Om abayi b'talmidei chachamim, yosim kulam. The Yetzer Hara starts up more with talmidei chachamim than with anyone else. So Mefarshim explain, what's pshat that the Yetzer Hara caused the first base of Midrash and the second base of Midrash to be destroyed? The first base of Midrash was destroyed because they served Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is something that's not evident that a person in his heart is an Abikairis. The second base of Midrash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Also something that we don't know, that one person hates another person. Vasitzfaini, something that was hidden, the Yetzer Hara in our hearts, is what caused the base of Midrash to be destroyed. So the Gemara says, "B'talmid chacham yoyisim mekulam." The Yetzer Hara starts up with talmid chacham more than anyone else. What's Pasha Pshat? Pasha Pshat is, like if there's a battle, so capturing or killing a general is worth more than killing who knows how many soldiers. Talmid HaChachamim are the generals of Klal Yisrael. The Chassid Yavetz says, we learned the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that for 7 days before Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol was sequestered, and all sorts of different things were done to make sure that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't become Tamei on the night of Yom Kippur. So the question is why? We're dealing with the Kohen Gadol, a Kaddish V'tar, on Yom Kippur, is there concern? So says the Chassid Yavetz, it's this Gemara. The Yetzer Hara concentrates on the Talmid HaChamim. Who more than the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur does the Yetzer Hara want to entice? But I saw from the Chassam Sofer, a Gevalde Gevart. He says, now we find that many Jews are not religious. So if the Jews aren't religious, why is the Yetzer Hara starting up with them? They're no different. Says the Chassam Sofer, a Jew, no matter what madrega he's in, is still on a very high madrega. The pasuk says, "Hashoychen itam b'toich tumasam." Even when the tamei Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and that's why Yetzer Hara focuses and concentrates on Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, "Keha d'abaya, abaya shamel hu gavri." He heard this person, the kamalahi. It's he was telling a certain woman, "Nagdim v'nezel v'orcha." Let's go travel on the road together. I'm concerned if a man or woman travel alone, who knows what's going to happen. He followed them for 3 parsa. When they took leave of each other, he heard them saying to each other, we traveled a long trip. But because we had such pleasant company, the trip did not seem so long. That's how the Mashal explains the Gemara. Amar Abaye. So Abaye said about himself, "Iman de sanali hava." It was somebody who hated. He meant himself. If I would be alone with a woman so long, love a matzah look my nafsha, I couldn't control myself. Also tola nafsha v'bur de dasha, he went and stood by the doorway, and he was upset. Look at this plain Jew, is in a higher madrega, that he didn't do something wrong, that I don't think I could have not prevented myself. Also husaba, they say it's al yol navi, tanalei, kal gov mechaveri, whoever's greater, yitzrei gol memenu. And that's why, because you're greater, that's why the Yitzhahara would have fought you, and perhaps you would have fallen. So, the Gra explains the Gemara, why do you stand by the doorpost? The Gemara says, Masech to Shabbos, Vailoi, terrible is the person, the Ovid Tara Ladarta, that he made a gate for the house, Vidarta Ladarta, he didn't make a house. What's the gate to the house? Tyra. What is the house? Yerushamayim. Because the main thing that we have to work for is reaching Yerushamayim. So Abayi was standing by the door and saying, it looks like I don't have the same level of Yerushamayim as this regular Jew. Mefarshim explained, Kol Agol Mechaveroi Yitzur Gol Himenu. Kol Agol Mechaveroi, if you told yourself better than anyone else, Yitzur Gol Himenu. That's the best way of getting the Yitzhahara to start up with you. Another pshat I saw is Kol Gadol. If somebody is worthy to come to Madrega of Gedula, Mechaveroi, he should give credit that he had the right friends and the right group that he was with, and because of that he's great. But if Yitzroi Gadol, if his Yitzur is big, it's Himenu, it's because of himself. But there's a question in Halacha based on this Gemara. The Halacha is, the Ramah says this in Eben Ezer, Simen Chof Hei, Sif Chof Beis, by Hilchos Yichud, that at night, where one is traveling, it has to be three men and one woman. So the Shev Yaakov, the Shalos HaTshuvos Shev Yaakov asks, how could Abayi traveled with them? It's only two men and one woman. So how could he travel? It's Yichud. So one teretz that's given is that he didn't actually travel together with them. He was behind them. So he never came to a situation of Yichud. But the Shev Yaakov answers, a chiddush lahalocha. He says, when is there an Issa Yichud for three men and a woman on a road? Because we're concerned if there's only two men, one man will have to maybe go to the bathroom or go away, and the woman will be left with the man, which is a situation of Yichud. However, says the Shev Yaakov, if the entire purpose of the second man being there is to prevent a situation of Yichud, so let's say one man will have to leave. So the man that went along as a Shomer, he'll know automatically to leave, because he's only there to prevent Yichud. He says then, under those circumstances, even on the road, you're allowed to travel two men and a woman. And that Abaya's entire purpose of going along was to prevent them from doing anything inappropriate. Therefore, even though it was on the road, it wasn't Yichud just with two men and a woman. Amar Yitzchak, Yitzchak shel Adam is gabala b'chol yoyim. The Yitzhahara begins every day. Shnema rak ra kol yoyim. So the Shevet Musar says, rak, we know rak throughout Shas is ach, rak is miyut. It comes to limit. So what's the ra, rak ra? So he says, how does the Yetzirah operate? Rak ra, what you're doing is a small aveira. It's no big deal. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Yitzirah shel Adam is gabala b'chol yoyim, umevakish lamisoy. Shenema, tsoif rosh shel tzadik, umakish lamisoy. The rosh wants to destroy us. If not that we had siyat d'shmaya, we could never prevail. Says the Gra, when is a person zoicha to this siyat d'shmaya? When he does everything in his ability to fight the Yetzirah. If I do everything I could, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the siyat d'shmaya. The Farshim discuss, what's pshat the Yitzir shel Adam is gabrolov? Another place it says Yitzir shel Adam mischadei shalov. So I saw a few pshatim. One pshat is that there are two types of aveiras. One type of aveira is an aveira where a person really doesn't have any great personal gain, benefit from doing the aveira. Yetzirah convinces a person not to put on tefillin. So what do you gain from not putting on tefillin? And then sometimes the Yetzirah convinces a person to do an aveira that he enjoys. Yitzirah shel Adam is gabrolov, is an aveira where you don't have any benefit. So he has to work harder. Mischadish alav is an aveira that he doesn't have to work so hard. Another pshat that I saw is that mizgaber alav is an atzadik that doesn't fall prey to the Yetzirah. Mischadish The Pnei Yeshua explains, the Gemara says it in a number of places, that every time a person does an Aveira, he creates a Malach Ra. So Ms. Gabrilov, those Malachim that the person created from doing Aveiras, join together with the Yetzahara to be Mizgaber on him to do more Aveira. Tana de Be'er B'Shmol, and Pagach B'Chom Nuvel Zeh, if the Yetzahara meets you, Mescheil Besamedrish, Shlep him to Besamedrish. And Mevin Hu Nimach, if he's a stone, he will dissolve. And Basil Mispites, if he's metal, he will be broken. And Mevin Hu Nimach, the Ksiv Hoy Kot Somei, Lechulamayim, the Ksiv Avonim, Shachukumayim. And Basil Mispites, the Ksiv Haloi Koi Dvorik Eish, Num Hashem, Kufate Shafaititzel. So Farshim explains, why is the Yetzahara called him a novel? It goes back to something we said on Amun Aleph. We said that the Yetzirah enters a person the moment he's born. The child is still a manuvel. He's dirty. He just came out of his mother's womb, and he already is right there. So, Meshcheil Beis HaMedrash. What's the point of taking the Yetzirah to the Beis HaMedrash? So, I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that, as we've been saying all along, the Yetzirah keeps on convincing the person that what he's doing is really a mitzvah. So what the Gemara says is, Meshcheil Beis HaMedrash. Let's go to Beis HaMedrash. Let's open up a Shulchan Aruch and see if it's really a mitzvah. Another pshat that I saw is, Meshcheil Beis HaMedrash, is the Yetzahara says, you're going to learn. What do we have from your learning? Your learning is nothing. So Meshcheil Beis HaMedrash. V'tarch Shaloi L'shma Bo L'shma. No matter how you learn, just learn. V'tarch Shaloi L'shma Bo L'shma. Another pshat that I saw is, Meshcheil Beis HaMedrash, when you come to Beis HaMedrash, where there are other people learning, and the other people davening, the power of the tzibur, the power of the community, has the ability to overwhelm the Yetzirah. So the Aruch HaNer explains, the Gemara here is comparing the Yetzirah to a stone and to a metal. What's the Gemara saying? So he explains that stone and metal are opposite type of elements. Stone, water could affect stone. Water could break a stone, but fire doesn't affect the stone. Metal is just the opposite. Metal is affected by fire, but not by water. Says the Aruch HaNer, there are two types of Averis. There's sometimes Averis which is like a stone. Yetzirah tells you to be lazy. Don't get up to daven, don't get up to learn, don't get up to put on tefillin. Or even be a stone, be lethargic. And sometimes the Yetzirah is like a metal, like fire, to go to an Averis with a bren. Says the Gemara, both the Avera of being lazy, of not doing mitzvahs, and the Averas that are caused by a brand to do an Avera, by learning Torah, we could overcome those Yetzaharas. Amr Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yonason, Yetzahara Masis L'Oidim Ba'olam Hazeh, the Yetzahara tries to seduce a person in this world to do Averas, or made a love L'Oidim Haba, and then he goes up L'Oidim Haba and says witness that he did the Avera. Shenemar, Mefanik Menoyer Avdoi, from when we're young, like we keep on saying, the Yetzirah enters us from when we're young. He's there, Yehei Menoyin. He will be a witness. She came by Atbach, Shorabachia, Koyin Lasadim Menoyin. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. We know that the Alabays, there are different codes for Alabays. One of the codes for Alabays is Atbach. Atbach represents that you combine letters to get 10 or 100 or 1,000. So Aleph Tes is 1 plus 9 equal 10. Beis plus Ches is 2 plus 8 equal 10. So you could interchange those letters. If you take the word Menoyin and you follow this code, you'll end up with the word Sada Edis. That the Yetzirah says Edis against us in the Olam HaEmes. So the Farshim asks, we know that an enemy is disqualified to say testimony. So how could the Yetzirah say testimony against us in the Olam HaEmes? So the Farshim say, and this is why the Chidah explains, why doesn't the Pasuk just say straight, Edus? Why doesn't it say it in a roundabout way? Because he really doesn't have to say Edus. When we did Averis in this world, everybody knows that we did Averis. So it's not really testimony, it's just a form of testimony. Another pshat, based on what we're saying today, is that the Yetzirah is really not our enemy. The Yetzirah is an opportunity how to do mitzvahs. So he's not an enemy, and that's why he could say Edus. Rav Huma Roni. Rav Huna asked the following question. The pasuk says in Hosea, "Ki ruach zinunim hissa," that an outside force is entices us to do averus. V'ksiv bekirbam, that it's an inside force. Says the Gemara, "B'tchila hissam," at the beginning the Yetzirah is outside, an external force. "L'psayt bekirbam," and then he enters us. Amaruva. Amarava, but chila karu hailech, first the Yetzirah passes by. Lubsoif karuch eirich, then he becomes a little more permanent. He's like a guest. Lubsoif karish, and then he becomes the balabas. Shenemar, v'yava hailech l'ish ha'ashir. We know that when David HaMelech lived with Bathsheba, Nosan HaNovi came to give him Musar. So he gave him the parable about a man who had one little sheep, and then a rich person went and took it away from him. He says, "Ur Yachiti had Bathsheba. You have plenty of wives. Why do you take it away?" V'yava hailech l'ish asher v'yach malakachas mitzaynim b'karay lasis l'ayrich. First, he became an ayrich. V'ksiva yikachas kifsas ish cheresh v'yas l'ish abaylov. First, he was an ayrich, and then he was an ish. So I saw the Mefarshim explain. The Gemara says here that it's an ayrich, ish, and asher. If we take Eirich, Heilich, and Asher. If we take the last words of that, it's Choshech. The last letter of those words. The Yetzirah brings on us Choshech, darkness. Also the last words, the last letter of these words, represent Shochach. When a person falls under the dominion of the Yetzirah, Shochach, he begins to forget the Torah that he learned. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eva Katan Yesh Leil Adam. Every person has a small organ. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's talking about the male organ. Meriva sava, masbia rava. If you don't feed it, it satiated. If you satiate it, if you have a lot of intercourse, then you're never satisfied. Shnema kamarisam v'yizbol. Others say that it's talking about the eye and the heart. The eye and the heart are very small organs. But we know that ha'ayin roya v'alev chaymed. How do all averus begin? Your eyes see something, the heart desires. So these small organs are what cause all averus. Another pshat is that it's talking about the stomach. A person eats a little, and you start, the more you eat, the more you want to eat. Amar Rav Chanan bar Acha, Amar bar Rav. Arba mischaret leim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, regrets. So it's hard to understand how we could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets creating anything. So Mefarshim explained, the entire purpose of these things don't have any independent need. They're only here for outside purposes. Vela and Golos, Kazdem v'Yishmael v'Yitzahara. Golos, the Ksiva, Atem Mali Painum Hashem. Why am I here? Kelokach Amichinam, that my nation is in Golos for no reason. Kazdem, the Ksiva, Hein Eretz Kazdem, Za'am. This Kazdim that they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Loi Hayu, I wish they didn't exist. Shmeil Dixiv, Yishloyu Alim, L'shoydedim. They destroy the tents. Ubetuchais L'margazei Eil. They cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get angry. L'shehevi Alaka. They make HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. Yetzirah, Dixiv Ashiroisi. I caused Tzaras for Klal Yisrael by having created the Yetzirah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. If not for these three psukim, the smite to raglim shosan Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, it's a euphemism, it's referring to Klal Yisrael, cannot have an existence. I caused them to do averis, because I gave them a yetzahara. You're not in your own control. Had I given you only a yetzitayv, you wouldn't do any averus. The Yismach Moshe would explain, Anoichi, Anoichi, hu moicha pshuecha. You know why Anoichi moicha pshuecha? You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu erases our averus? Because Anoichi, because I was the one that caused you to do averus by creating a yetzahara. Rapapa mahai nami, ve'eten esruchi ve'esruchi etem ve'kibachem. When I give you the right spirit, v'yirene Hashem, you'll come to Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Arba Charoshim. There are four carpenters. Man ninu Arba Charoshim. Who are the four carpenters? Four people that build something. Amar Avchim Bebizna, Amar Avshim Chesida, Mashiach ben David, and Mashiach ben Yosef. Those are the two Mashiachs that we spoke about in Amar Alf, that will build the Beis HaMikdash. V'Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi built a Mizbeach on Har HaKarmel when he was debating the Nevi'ah Baal, the Kohen Tzedek. We know in Chumash it says that when Avram Avinu came back from holding battle with the four Malachim, the Kohen Tzedek, V'Shem, Malki Tzedek, came out and built and offered him Lechem V'Yayin. What did he build? Shem helped his father, Noach, build the Teva. Let's look at the end of the pasuk. Because it says at the end of the pasuk, those kronos, the end of the pasuk, is not proves to us that the Navi asked the Malach, who are these carpenters? So he says, these corners are the goyim that destroyed Klal Yisrael. Hanoisim kerem ha'elz Yehud l'zroisim. Amalei b'hari chana b'agdatol amalei. How could I debate chana when it comes to speaking and explaining agadatol? V'hoye zesholem asher ki yovah ba'atzeinu te'yidrach ba'amaseinu v'kam nalav shimiroyim. The Pasuk Micha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will point for us seven royim v'shiva v'shmoina nesichei odom. Manenu shiva royim. Who are the seven royim? David be'emtza. David HaMelech will sit in the middle. Odom sheisim v'shishalach. Because these were people that all existed before the Mabel. On the right side, Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe b'smoilei. Asks Rashi, where's Yitzchak? Says Rashi that Yitzchak will not be there because Yitzchak will take the job of schlepping the people from Klal Yisrael out of Gehenim. Omani Neshima Shmoina Nesicha Adam, who are the eight great princes? Yishai V'shol V'shmol Amos V'Tzfanya Tzidkio Mashiach V'Eliyahu. Arba Sumas. So we learned in the Mishnah that they had four ladders by the Simchas Beis Shoeva on which they would climb to put in the oil. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, each ladder was 50 amma tall. The Yerushalmi says that each ladder was 100 ammas tall. Then we learned in the Mishnah, that they had 120 loik. Ibrahilahu. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean that they had 120 loik? May the esm loik kula. Does it mean that a total of 120 loik? That means the four Kohanim each had 30 loig, 4 times 30 equal 120. Adoma b'chol chad v'chad. Each one of them carried 120. Tan toshma b'yedeim kadosh shemen shel shloishim shloikim loig. Each one of them carried 30 loig. Meim v'asim loig for a total of 120. Says the Gemara, v'tana v'heim shibachim ha'yoyse b'bnoi shel master v'basis. They're even more praiseworthy than the son of Master Abasis. Says the Gemara, Amra Alav Abinoi Shal Master Abasis. Shainoit L'Shtei Yiroich Shashar HaGadol. He was a Kohen, and he was able to carry the two thighs of a large axe. Shalakuch Belav Zuz. It was an axe that was worth 1,000 Zuz. A very large axe. Omahalach Ekev B'tzad HaGadol. And he walked slowly up the ramp. V'loi Nicho Echav HaKahanim Lassus Kain. And he did not let anyone else help him. Mishom Barav Am Hathers Melech. They didn't want them because they wanted more Kahanim to participate. There's a very interesting Arzurua. The Zerua says that there was a shamus in a shul that said that the kibud of a tzavach nasa of opening up the Aron Kodesh belongs to him. It shouldn't be given as a kibud. So he says, Barav Am Hathers Melech. In a shul, the more people we could get to participate in doing a mitzvah is better. And that's why there are menhagim that even just not Hag B'Galila done by two individuals, there was a kibud of somebody giving the person doing Galila to give him the various items he needs to do Galila, because Barav Am Hadras Melech. So they were unhappy with him that he had to carry up. So it says, what makes these Kahanim more praiseworthy than this Kayim? Ilay Mishum Yikra, because it's heavy, says the Gemara, Hani Yikirut Fei. The axe is heavier than the oil. Says the Gemara, Hossam Keves Umaruba Vlei Zokov. There they walked up a ramp, and the ramp wasn't such a steep ramp. Hokas Somas Vzokov Tumba. Here they had to go up a straight ladder carrying this oil. It's very complicated. The Sfas Emes asks, how did Masa Babaisis take the entire jar for himself. Didn't we learn a Gemara, Masech Tishkolim, Masech Tiyuma, that they had a Goyrel, who would carry, and they divided up the animal? So Fasema says, the way you have to understand the Goyrel is that one Kayin, the first Kayin, won the Goyrel. The other Kahanim behind him only helped him if he needed help. Mas Babais was so strong that he didn't need any help. And that's why the other Kahanim, even though they won the Goyrel, never were called upon to participate until they said, Baroi Vam Hadras Melech.